Time for my personal favorite segment that we do here on the Piffles podcast. Time to talk to some Rider alumni. This week on the Piffles Rider alumni segment is a linebacker who played 3 years with the Riders and another 5 years with the BC Lions. Won the Grey Cup with the Riders in 07 and again in 2011 with BC Lions, and was a CFL All-Star in 2008. Joining us on the phone is linebacker Anton McKenzie. Anton, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, first off, since you moved on from your CFL playing career, what's been keeping you busy?
Well, I'm living in Chicago now, and I work for the company Redcore in construction and telecommunication.
So do you ever miss playing football up in the CFL?
I wouldn't say I miss playing, but I probably would miss some of the interactions with the guys in the locker room, practice, and game days.
Now, why would you not miss playing?
I think I gave everything I can. I put everything I can out to the field and out for football, and I had nothing left at the end of my career to give. So playing-wise, I'm happy with my career, and there's nothing left to prove, so I don't really miss playing in the game at all.
All right. Now, take us back to 2007. You and the Riders win the Grey Cup over Winnipeg. What was that year like for you?
It was a turnaround year for me. It was my second year, so getting used to the CFL, playing every game. And the turning point for us was when we had our bye week, and not many people went home or went away. We actually all took a trip. We went camping and fishing, and we really gelled together as guys and as a team. And after that, it was just, we knew we had something special. We just went along for the ride.
Now, you won the Grey Cup again in 2011 with BC, at home no less. Was one of those victories sweeter than the other?
I wouldn't say sweeter, but definitely different, because the one in 07, that was my first one. You know, being a part of that team was great, even though I wasn't starting or playing as much, but it was the first Grey Cup. 2011 was my first time, you know, pretty much leading the defense, working with the guys, you know, being a big help, influence on that game, being at home in BC and starting that game. So there were different Grey Cups, I would definitely say.
Now, when you look back at your CFL career, other than the championships, what would you say was your greatest accomplishment?
Greatest accomplishment other than championships? I think being able to play as long as I did. You know, it's not easy to play pro football, let alone for, you know, 9 years in the CFL. And it was a great accomplishment just playing and being able to meet so many fascinating people, playing-wise, fans, being in different cities across Canada and learning that culture.
Now, in your final CFL year, you did go to Ottawa, got injured in that season, and that kind of, I guess that was the end for you there. But how was going to an expansion team like that to begin with, and just kind of take us through the process of going to Ottawa?
Yeah, 2014, it started off very exciting. It was something where I felt like I still had to prove something. And second day of training camp, I completely tore my right bicep, I mean completely right off, and actually played the whole practice with it, not knowing what was going on. And the main thing about that was it ended my season, let alone career, not the way I want, and nobody wants to go out hurt. And I rehabbed myself, and I was healthy and ready to go by October to face the BC Lions. And I was a healthy scratch due to the fact that, you know, brand new team, they wanted the young guys to play and see who they had. And from there, I knew I couldn't really advertise for another team, and that was pretty much it.
Now, overall, as a professional football player, what would you say was the best part of being a football player?
Game day. Game day, of course. It's why you play. To hear the crowd, the battle on the field, the chess match between the other two teams, the competitiveness, you know, game day is it.
Now, on the flip side of that, what would you say is the worst part about professional football?
The injuries, the amount of time you have to play the game, and, you know, I would say at the professional level, part the business of it can get kind of bad.
And I assume those two-a-days, right?
Two-a-days, yeah. You know, no one really likes training camp. I think if you ask any football player, I'm not sure if there's anyone or coach, and or fact of the matter is, that would like training camp. So, yeah, I could add that.
Now, what was the weirdest thing you were ever asked to sign for a fan during your career?
Definitely was in Saskatchewan. The weirdest thing to sign. I've signed a toothbrush in Saskatchewan. I signed bald head, a chest before. there's numerous of things in Saskatchewan that I would say were weird to find during that Grey Cup tour that we took after the Grey Cup.
Please tell me that toothbrush wasn't used.
I hope not after that. I do hope they use that as, you know, a trophy in their showcase or whatnot. But
it was out of the package?
It was out of the package. It was a toothbrush. And I remember I signed like the back end of it. I'm like, why are they having me sign a toothbrush? And I guess it was just something they had on them, and that's that. I don't know who it is or where it is. If they're listening, find me. I want to know if they still have that toothbrush.
If anybody out there still has that toothbrush, please let us know. We will get you in touch with Anton. That is fantastic.
Please do, seriously. That would be funny.
Now we ask all of our alumni this question, and of course, please feel free to drop names as much as you want. We're all about getting people in trouble and whatnot. What is your best road trip story from your time in the CFL?
Oh, God. Best road trip story, CFL. Let's see. Obviously, I would say in Saskatchewan, that whole week in Toronto for Grey Cup, that was an amazing experience. You know, traveling to Toronto, the Rider fans, they're every day outside the hotel. Right before we go to practice, right after practice, right when we come back from practice, Rider fans, and just that was one of my first few times actually in Toronto, so seeing that, and I would definitely say that stands out in my mind the most.
Now, in Saskatchewan, we kind of call this the fishbowl of the CFL. Did you ever get tired of just kind of like going out of your house and just everybody, you know, coming after you? Oh, my God, it's Anton McKenzie. And, like, did you ever get tired of that whole fishbowl concept?
You know, it can get smothersome, but you realize why. And until you can realize why, you won't appreciate it and respect it. Or if you leave, like going to another city. Obviously, in Saskatchewan, I've gotten that way more than I did in D.C. Even my parents who came up to visit in Saskatchewan, you know, my mom would get it or whatsoever. So you respect it more when you leave and when it's gone, but it can get a little bit to you if you don't understand why.
Now, we have one last question we ask every person that we talk to. It's easily our most important question. Dogs or cats, and why?
Oh, I'm a dog, for hands down. I've had dogs all my life. I actually brought my dog up to Saskatchewan for 2 years from 07 and 08, and dogs, they need you. They need someone to take care of. They need someone to train them, and they will stick by your side no matter what. Cats, they don't really need you. They can go about their business and be lonesome, don't like people, and, you know, take care of themselves. Dogs need a companion, and so I'm a dog lover till I die.
And Anton, last word to you. If you had to say one more thing to Rider Nation here, what would you say?
I miss Rider Nation. I do. I still speak to some fans via Facebook, Instagram. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for always being there and being true to the green.
Well, Anton McKenzie, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and best of luck in the future.
All right. Thank you very much.